This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That's can I tell you something that I find so sweet? Our brother waited 8 days. He waited 8 days to go on a radio station in San Francisco.
Yeah.
To talk about his boys down here in Sacramento.
That's love.
Man.
That's love.
Man. King's living rent.
That's my dog. Hey. That's my dog.
But shout out to Bonte, because when he was asked the tough question, he didn't lie.
Told the truth. I don't know.
That man said, oh, man. Shout out to him.
Like we said, we got on Vivek and the Kings organization for the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't wrong about that part.
Yeah, we got on
He was not wrong about that part.
But look. Let me ask everybody this.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Lacob, who's like Mr. Crab in SpongeBob, yes. You know, he want that dollar.
Oh, yeah.
He want that dollar. If Joe Lacob thought he could make money by opening up the doors to the Chase Center, you think he would have opened the doors up?
Yeah, he bought his money. He opened it up.
Yeah. No? You don't think so?
I do.
Oh.
He knew, I can't make no money here.
Yeah.
These people ain't going to show up.
Mm.
They don't like basketball. They like Steph Curry. They don't like basketball. Why are you getting mad at me?
Yeah, that's a good point.
When your own owner said, I know my fan base doesn't like basketball. How are you getting mad at me?
We need to get a hold of our people and y'all just should change your name to 95.7 The Curry.
Yep. The Curry, man.
Yeah, just 95.7 The Curry until further notice. Like, look at your little logos and all of that. Just 95.7 The Curry.
And you cut out Steph in the background.
Yeah.
The whole time, they upset with me because I pointed out that the owner said, I can't rely on this fan base to show up for basketball, so I'm closing the doors. Why are you getting mad at me?
Mm.
What did I do? It was your own boy who did that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know,
man. What?
Exactly. Exactly. Like I said, if he thought it would be profitable, if he thought it would be a good look, you know, where people would show up, sure, open up the doors. We're going to sell tickets. He knows they ain't selling no damn tickets on a Monday to go watch basketball. Not in the Bay Area.
No. Chase Center is so whack. I went down there for Keegan's first game, like pre or whatever. It was so whack down there. So boring. I wouldn't go back again, honestly.
Chase Center is a
social event, but it's a social event for the tech people in San Francisco. The people in Oakland cared about the Warriors.
Mm.
That group absolutely cared about the Warriors.
Mm.
The group in San Francisco, they're just, oh man, guys, we're going to the Warriors game tonight to meet Ted from from new tech startup. It's going to be worth $7 billion in a week.
Here, put this golden shirt over your button up and bubble vest,
Shot at Monty.
No more vests.
That's who's going to the game. It ain't them people going to the game. I've got my button up collared shirt
with the t-shirt over it, and they cheer like this. Like every single one of them. You watch them one in the front row. They just, hey, let's go, guys. And sit your ass down.
Like, oh, man. Like I said, hey, I didn't. Joe Lacob was the one who said this. Joe Lacob said, I don't have no faith in my people. I didn't say that. I just pointed it out. I'm a broadcast journalist. I just report what I see.
Very good.
That's all.
Very good.
8 days later, he had to get back to you. He ain't letting it slide.
I love Bonte for that.
Shout out Bonte. He pulled up to the Golden 1 Center last year, though. Had a good time. Had a good time with Bonte.
Is that where you got the picture of him? He was super sad. Wasn't that the one? Is the beam or something behind him?
Well,
oh no, that's a fake picture.
Yeah, that is a fake.
That's a Photoshop.
I fell for it.
There is footage of Bonte under the beam. I ain't gonna put that in the public though.
Oh, okay.
What game was that he was here for?
It was De'Aaron's return.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of a Warriors game. I was like, why would there have been a beam lit when Bonte was here for the Warriors?
Yeah, that didn't happen, especially after the All-Star break.
Right.
But no, he, when I seen him at
the
All-Star
game. That's right. I remember that he came off for the Fox game.
I'm coming up, man. He came up. He pulled up on us, man. So we had a good time. Shout out Bonte. But Bonte, come on, man. Your owner's the one that said it, not me.
Meanwhile, Kuminga still, who's trading for him? Where's his magical deal?
It's not just about a trade. Like, it's not just about a trade. It's what's his, I don't know that. So there, this is such a multi-layered thing where everyone is focused on trade value. Mm-hmm. He's got a contract to sign. Mm-hmm. What are teams willing to offer him? Mm-hmm. Not one team, because he's a restricted free agent.
Yeah.
You could force Golden State's hand. You could extend an offer sheet.
Right.
I don't think anyone knows what that dollar figure is.
Right. Yeah, because it's changed now with the apron and everything. So you really got
the whole game has changed because of that apron. Yeah. Aprons. Teams are scared to death right now.
And once again, it's not just JK. You think somebody wouldn't want Cam Thomas? You think somebody wouldn't want?
Yeah,
Josh Giddey?
Right. Yeah,
like it's, yeah. That's the way it is right now. That's the market.
It's like an unfortunate game of chicken where someone's feelings are going to get hurt. Right, like you have. From everything I've read, I mean, I'm not locked into them, but Chicago wants Josh Giddey to be there.
Yeah, they don't want to pay him.
But that's it. It's like, well, if there's no market for you, like, here, like this, $8 million, whatever it is, here's what we'll offer.
Right.
And obviously Josh Giddey doesn't want that, but he doesn't have a market. Mm-hmm. No one has a market. Mm-hmm. And then you get into this situation where, well, Here's. Look!
You beat me to it. I just seen it too. He's on the radar.
See, I don't even know.
I texted him. I said it's up right now. Okay. I let him know. Okay. I let him know. I said it's up right now.
We'll send you the link, brother. You can join us anytime you want to. It's the same whether it's Giddey in the Bulls or
Kuminga and the Warriors.
I don't know if it's Kuminga and the Warriors or Kuminga and everybody else.
But
including the Warriors don't want him.
No,
but Kuminga and what's your market?
Right.
You can want $25 million if you want to.
Who's gonna pay it?
I ain't paying that because I'm not paying it because they're not paying it.
Right.
It's not even a traditional. Hey, what is this worth? What is this player worth? What's this player worth in this particular market? Because this team has this amount of cap space. This team has this amount of cap space. This team is worried about this player's contract extension in a year. So they've only got this amount of cap space. Mm. Oh, man, nobody wants to offer him what he's asking for. And then you've got the trade component with the Golden State Warriors. Mm. So it's two things where I think entities are – I don't have the financial investment to invest in Jonathan Kuminga, nor the asset ability to make a deal with the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
Which is why your bitch ass is getting Saric and Devin Carter, and you're going to like it, Bonte.
Like it or love it.
And the killer, the other dynamic of it is for the last year and a half, these two entities, Kuminga and the Warriors, have talked, have shown how much they don't like each other and don't want to be with each other.
Steve Kerr did not want to play this man. He had to play him in the playoffs.
They've I'm not gonna say it like it's a dumb organization, because I don't think that, but any organization that's making competent moves right now would say, yeah, we got to move off this guy, whether it's for that trade package or not. Like, you actively shop him with other, whatever. The Warriors, that wouldn't be the best move for everybody involved, in my opinion, to bring him back. Like, what is that going to do for anybody involved? Kuminga's probably not going to get the dollar figure he wants.
And that's
– So he'd be upset.
And yeah,
the Warriors aren't even
going to
play him.
But that's it. Like, that's the thing with the current state of restricted free agency. Everybody's feelings are getting hurt. And it's going to create these terrible dynamics.
It's bad for the locker room, yeah.
Yeah, like what Kuminga gets paid, it doesn't have anything to do with Steve Kerr. Mm-hmm. His playing time does, but his value doesn't. Josh Giddey, the same thing. Billy Donovan, all that. That's who's going to bear the frustration, though, the brunt of the frustration. It's the person he sees every day, and it's his coach and teammates. These guys are going to be frustrated, right? Because, it's still a phrase that you dropped a week ago, they were just born in the wrong year. This has maybe happened once in if that, in recent memory in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I can't remember anything like this.
Right.
The craziest thing that happened is Dame Lillard's stretch and wave. Mm-hmm. And I think the only real question I have is, would it have still happened if he was healthy? Because I'm not sure that it wouldn't have.
Right.
Although those... Right. Weird things that were going on with them last year, I'm not sure that they wouldn't have done it anyways, but they got the opportunity here. We can't wait. We've got this stupid ass situation with Giannis Antetokounmpo, just refuses to go away. We got to keep doing this. We did it with Drew. Let's do it with Miles Turner. Listening to Rick Carlisle talk about Miles Turner the other day was wild, though. It was almost exactly what Trista talked about.
What did he say?
Rick Carlisle said they were engaged. They were talking to Miles Turner, and they thought everything was going great. They were in negotiation. They felt everything. They had every intention of making sure Miles Turner was back, and like, there was no walking away from the table. There was no nothing like that. And then the Shams tweet comes out that he signed with Milwaukee.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
And he said the only thing, and Rick Carlisle said, the only thing that I can figure out is the Bucks made Miles the offer and said, this is one of those that we can't let you off the phone. You either take this offer now and we'll move forward with this Dame Lillard thing, or you just don't take the offer and we have to go our separate ways, because we have to make this move now, and kind of put them on a spot where you can't shop our offer. Yeah. Our offer is, I think it wound up being, Trista gave me the number, I think it was like $10 million more. I think it was $496 for Indiana, and it wound up being $410 something, I think, for Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And Rick says, we believe that you have to accept this now.
Yeah.
You can't shop this offer because we've got to make this move with Dame. And they took it, tweeted it, waved Dame, and it was done.
That's crazy that he decided to take that offer, unless he was like really, I don't want to say unhappy in Indiana, but
he's been there forever.
Like, and we talk about this often.
Yeah.
It's $10 million more, and they're like kind of pressuring you to take the deal right now. That, to me, that's a red flag. Like, do I really want to be there when, like, you're not even going to give me an opportunity to think about this?
Or it shows how bad they want you.
If they wanted me that bad, they'd give me an opportunity to think about this. They're trying to pressure me into doing
something. Or it could have also been, like, we can't raise this offer. Like, this is kind of where we're at. So if you shop it,
we're not going to match
it. Like, we can't match it. Like, so if you want to play with us, you could play with us. Here is our offer. This is it. But we need to know now. Maybe that's the same thing. Maybe that's still pressure. Maybe it shows how much you want there. I don't know.
Different.
I hear you.
That's different, because at least I can say, okay, well, I understand that. Let me talk to my family. Not saying that.
Well, they certainly could have done that. Yeah. Like, I don't mean they literally couldn't have hung up the phone. But if it
if it got out.
What it couldn't have been is this gets back to Indiana.
Yeah.
And
thinking about it, that would be funny now. No, this is the offer on the phone. Once you hang up, it's gone. Babe. All right. Yes.
Don't hang up, Miles. Miles, don't do it. Don't hang up, Miles. Don't go, Miles.
Can you imagine going to your wife going, babe, so we're moving to Milwaukee. No. I know we didn't get a chance to talk about this. They told me the offer was gone if I hung up.
Come out of the room. The wife goes, Miles, guess what? We just got little Timmy and little Denise in the best private school in
Indiana. You think Miles Turner's kids' names are Timmy and Denise?
I don't know who his wife is. I don't know.
I don't even know if the man's married.
But guess we got him into the most prestigious private school in Indianapolis. It took us 5 years to get him in here. This is great news.
Yeah.
I just got off the phone. And we're moving to Milwaukee, babe.
Oh.
Well, I found Miles Turner's wife.
Oh.
And I'm positive if they have kids, it's not Timmy and Denise.
Okay.
But shout out to Miles and
Miles Jr.
Asia, I believe.
Okay,
A-Y-S-I-A.
I've seen
Asia Janelle
on Instagram.
Asia Janelle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Why are you saying that? Do you know who Asia Janelle is?
No, I just know.
No, it's
you say Asia Janelle. All right.
Yeah. It's what you'd expect.
Yeah.
It's what. And Miles Turner got mad style. He's winning.
Yeah, he's cool.
Miles Turner's winning.
Every now and then he'll pop out with something smooth.
Well.
But I've seen her before.
I'm just going to follow this account.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
D'Lo and KC, we'll come back. We'll come back. We hanging out. We having fun on this Friday, baby. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I can't even remember how we got on Miles Turner.
Oh, we're talking about money in the Bucks?
Oh, just the way the game is. Yeah, the game's been going crazy right now. The way the game has been this offseason. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting few weeks for these guys, man. The restricted free agents in particular. No one wants to make that first move. First of all, I hope Chris Paul gets on a team. Like, that man wants to play one more year. Let that man play one more year.
That would be ridiculous if Chris Paul.
Yeah, that'd be a travesty. That'd be an absolute travesty.
Where do you think he lands?
I don't know.
Clippers.
That'd be great. Like, go back to the Clippers.
Point guard
that'd
be nice. Clippers.
Yeah, go back to the Clippers. Finish things out there.
Because I think he wants to be on the West Coast. So
yeah, his family's still based in L.A.,
does.
I think.
Yeah, he absolutely does.
Yeah, so I think that would be my guess where he ends up.
Yeah.
Maybe he goes back to the Warriors.
No.
You know, because the Warriors are so good at just bringing back people that they don't like. Go ahead. Just bring back Chris Paul.
I don't know if he lands there, brother.
I actually think they don't have
to. You'll get Jordan Poole while you're at it.
I think they didn't have a problem with Chris Paul.
I'm interested in what the Pelicans do.
I don't think they did either.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to cut you guys off, but I want to see what the Pelicans do. I know they got a lot of flack in the offseason or whatever, but they got some guys, but it's going to be interesting to see how it all meshes together.
I mean, I can tell you from my perspective, I am not interested in the Pelicans whatsoever.
Yeah. That's one of those League Pass teams. Like, you just tune in on League Pass. You're like, it's Thursday night or Wednesday night. You're like, hey, what's on real quick?
I think the countdown.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Love Island then because I'm
watching that. So I used to be against Love Island. I was one of those people like, I'm never going to watch this, blah, blah, blah. I was getting my hair done. Shout out to Hair by Jordan. She was doing my hair and I was there for about 2 hours and she put on Love Island. So I'm like, I guess I'm here. And I got invested, D-Lo. I started watching.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's different because I've seen like a lot of reality TV shows, like Loved Ones. And I'm like, oh, this is corny. This is good. But this one, yeah, it's a little different. It goes down on that island.
There's elements to the show that I like. There's elements to the show that I don't like. But it's like every other TV show. You get invested in the characters. And you want to see this through. The show is just on so much.
It comes on every other day, apparently.
I thought I saw the finale is this Sunday.
I have no idea.
You know, they be doing watch parties for it?
Yeah, Tiger's doing a watch party.
Well, that checks out, man. It's 2025, the year of Love Island.
My friend was saying it's the Super Bowl for women is Love Island. They're going to go watch it together.
I think there are a lot more than women that are interested in this show.
Yeah, that's the thing, too.
It's entertaining. I haven't seen the show, but I watch reality TV, right? Like, I watch the Love and Hip Hops. I watch the challenges. I watch
some of them Real Housewives joints are fire.
Real Housewives. I love Potomac. You know what I mean? That's one of my favorites. So, like, I get it. Like, I watch it, too. I don't know if I'd go to a watch party to watch Love Island.
Well, that's my thing, too. That's one of those things you get dragged to. They're like, hey, let's go out tonight and let's go to this watch party.
Don't you have some friends that might want to go to a watch party? Why do I got to go? I don't know. I want to go to the watch party. Go watch it right here. Don't you have a cousin or somebody that you can take?
Well, how's that different than watching a game at a bar?
A game.
I want to go to the bar to watch the game. I don't want to go to the bar to watch Love Island.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like it's different too. Like you go to a game to watch a game at a bar. That's like exciting. You go to watch Love Island at a bar. You just sitting around like, I can't believe you said
that. Well, I don't think so. I think some people will be excited about that.
It's exciting for them for sure.
Yeah. No, for real. That's their thing.
For the fan base.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go, Coach Molly. I take offense to that, Leezy. I don't watch any of those. Okay, never mind.
What did you say?
That I guess in my argument, I made it seem like only women like Love Island, and Coach Molly was like, no, everybody likes
it. Well, he didn't say all women like Love
Island. Yeah, I didn't say all. Welcome
to the big leagues. People take offense to
everything
you say.
I've learned. My friends just in regular conversations be like, oh, yeah, you said this like a month ago. I was like, what? They acting like Bonte. They bringing up old stuff.
Did you happen to read, it was a lengthy article, as like all of man, what a duo. Ramona Shelburne and Brian Windhorst. Did you happen to read that article
about
on ESPN?
LeBron or the Lakers and stuff?
Yeah. It's obviously a lot of it's about LeBron, Luka, and they basically called it like a superstar transition from a Lakers standpoint. And it starts where they meet at this, you know, this high end restaurant in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, and how I think it's Palenka, JJ, and Luka's manager. They come through the front door. It's a hot celebrity spot. So they have a private entrance where there's no paparazzi and nothing like that. That's the door Luca goes through. Mm-hmm. The windows are tinted. It's as private as you can get in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And they set the backdrop. It's a beautiful way to start the article. They set the backdrop of like how they went in there and they talked and they gave, you know, Luca this binder of like plans that they wanted to have this offseason, this season, you know, ways that they wanted to play. You know, JJ was a part of this and they just have this whole thing. And they do an amazing job of saying this is what they used to do with LeBron. Mm-hmm. LeBron wasn't there. They're doing this with just Luca. And then when they leave, instead of parting and Luca walking out the back door, the other three walking out the front, they all walk out the front door where the paparazzi are. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And whether this is even remotely true or not, they write it as that's the moment they've decided we're here. We're photographed together. This is Luka Doncic's team moving forward. Uh-huh. And again, I don't know if that's real or not, but that analogy is fire.
D-Lo, it was a hard launch.
It was a hard launch. That's what it was. It was a hard launch. Indeed it was.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a hell of an article. It's a mile long.
Check it out.
You're going to need some time. Sure. Yeah, but I've there's
got
some.
Time coming up, so I'll check it out.
There you go. You definitely do.
There's
some dimes in here.
The prevailing thought right now in the last 24 to 48 hours, maybe with this article and everything that's come with it, is that LeBron is feeling some type of way that the Lakers don't look at him as his franchise, his team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do you buy that? Do you buy that LeBron feels some type of way that it's looked at as Luka's team and Luka's franchise now?
Maybe, but maybe it's the uniform or the name. Mm-hmm. I never considered the Lakers his.
Yeah.
Like it's weird. Like how, I know he's been there
a while
now,
longer than and one time than he's ever been.
The Cavs are his. The Cavs are LeBron James's team. I don't look at Miami as LeBron James's team, and I don't look at the Lakers as LeBron James' team. Now I understand. I promise I'm not trying to. I understand what you're saying. I just didn't look at it like that. And the idea that now it's Luka's, it's like a little bit more interesting, I think, than LeBron because he's still in his mid 20s, and like he could spend the bulk of his career in Los Angeles. And clearly, or I don't want to say clearly, early indications are that's their intent. Clearly something has happened that has LeBron feeling a certain way. One of the notes from that article was Rich called Luka and I forgot his manager. I forgot her name. But called his manager and kind of gave him a heads up as to that statement he was putting out. And made it clear this isn't a shot at you. This isn't about you. This isn't, you know, like LeBron loves playing with you, loves all of that. But and I don't know what else he said besides that. But he did call them to make it clear this isn't about you. This is about the Lakers. Yeah. So to you, clearly something has happened that has LeBron feeling a certain way. I don't know if it's Luka. I don't know if it's the potential direction. I'm not sure.
Shams was talking yesterday on NBA radio, and the quote they have there's a clip of what he's saying. But the quote he has is, LeBron feels clearly that the Lakers are more in a futuristic mindset.
Okay.
And that's basically...
What's the problem?
What, are they playing with robots? Like, what are you talking about?
That clearly is... And I think... Because Jason Jones alluded to it. I think I remember seeing something about how the Lakers right now, they're thinking it's almost like the Kings. We're not going to rush to do something to mess up the timeline money-wise and like for like the 2027 offseason.
And that's where the extension to LeBron comes into play. By all accounts, they didn't offer him one. And normally that's what puts LeBron in kind of the pole position where you have this opt-out year, You take the opt out because you're signing a 1+1 and you're going to do this again, right? You're just going to, you're remaining in full control of everything. But he also has the no trade clause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At some point, the Lakers decided you're not going to have that control. You have a no trade clause. You have a player option for $53 million. Whatever you decide to do, you do. But beyond that, you don't have control. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's the loss of control that's upsetting LeBron James and Rich Paul. Mm. Because there is no situation that they've never been in control of. Whether it's Cleveland to Miami or Miami to Cleveland or Cleveland to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. They've been in control of all three of those situations. It took... That move to Miami was orchestrated in China in 08.
Yeah. On the Olympic team, yeah.
The move back to Cleveland probably had as much to do with Pat Riley and Dan Gilbert than it did anything else.
Thanks, Pat.
The move to Los Angeles was like preordained. Everybody knew LeBron was going to LA. It was the worst kept secret in the league.
Yeah.
Kyrie said, "Get me out of here. I want no part of this post LeBron team." A year before LeBron left.
Yeah, the year before LeBron even went over to L.A., they made some big trade with Cleveland and cleared up all that space.
And now, for the first time in his career, he has little control. He doesn't have no control because he has a no trade clause. So, Detroit, Orlando, New Orleans, they can't just say, hey, here's $53 million worth of money, like send us LeBron James. He has control over that, but he doesn't have control over anything beyond that. And that is in the most prestigious 22-year career in history. That's a first.
Yeah, he's never been through this.
The closest thing he had to no control before was that draft lottery.
Yeah.
And some say
it was rigged.
Some say maybe he did have some control over that lottery.
LeBron says there was some control.
Right.
I just came across an excerpt from that article. This quote play, not quote, but like excerpt from the article plays as if LeBron is feeling some type of way.
Okay.
Says LeBron James reportedly felt the Lakers didn't fully value everything he had done while shifting focus to Luka. Quote, James understood the Lakers taking advantage of an opportunity to pivot to the younger superstar. But from James's perspective, sources said, nuance was sometimes lost during the transition. Doncic had never asked to be a Laker. James, for his part, had chosen L.A., coming in 2018 when the team had missed the playoffs 5 consecutive seasons, the worst run for the franchise since it moved to Minneapolis. 2 years later, James had helped them deliver a 17th championship, end quote. So hearing something like that, it sounds like the fact that they're pivoting to Luka being the face and the guy that they basically make decisions around moving forward has LeBron feeling some type of way.
So let me lay out a few other things from the article that maybe I understand how LeBron feels. The Lakers did not give LeBron James any significant notice that Anthony Davis was being traded for Luka Doncic. Ramona and Winhurst both note like that's a thing that he ultimately forgave because he has a tremendous amount of respect for Luka Doncic. Mm-hmm. It also notes that Rob Pelinka tried to acquire Mark Williams in that famous failed trade where after, you know, during the 4 years that Anthony Davis and LeBron James were together, they had been begging him to go get like a true center to play alongside Anthony Davis, but weren't able to do it. But they were able to do it within 4 days of acquiring. Well, they thought they were able to do it within 4 days of acquiring Luka Doncic. The sale, he wasn't given notice on that. Luka was.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the final thing being the one we just mentioned, they didn't offer him a contract extension.
Mm.
So if LeBron's feeling a certain way, he probably has a right to, because it's clear LeBron, maybe whether LeBron is feeling a certain way, I don't know. Clearly the Lakers are feeling a certain way.
Yeah.
They feel a certain way about LeBron, and they're viewing like it by all appearances, they're ready to get out of the LeBron James business.
Well,
even, and what sucks is they're absolutely going to cut Bronny as some like, yeah, like, and it, no, I mean, it does, like, no, you can feel however you want to. It, yeah, sucks for him.
Yeah.
They're going to cut him as some sort of, whether it's next year or whatever, of some sort of like point making initiative.
Mm-hmm. And now, if you put all these pieces of the puzzle together, you talk about the Shams tweet, where the futuristic mindset, you talk about them leaving that Hollywood restaurant with Luka out in front, you talk about LeBron constantly in the things that we've heard a number of different times, constantly wanting to play for a championship. Then you talk about the Lakers saying, in no exact terms, we're not going to do anything that jeopardizes our future financially and cap-wise with this team. Mm-hmm. It seems like the Lakers are looking at it like, hey, we've got Luka. We want to make sure we are good for the now and the future. And LeBron, the way he's always done in his career, is saying the now only matters. So if you can move Austin Reeves and Rui and go get, I'm just throwing out a name, but an impact player, like, and go get Kevin Durant, mm-hmm, do it now. I don't care if that puts you in the second apron. Mm-hmm. I don't care if that messes you up 3 years down the road. I'm trying to win a championship now. Mm-hmm. And the Lakers are saying, we're not going to do that because now we got this other guy here that we need to make sure we're good for down the road. And LeBron is just like, well, F it then. Leave me. Leave. Just leave. I'll leave. No, you stay. I'll leave. Trade me. I'm out of here.
That definitely sounds like a husband and wife fight. No, you stay. I'll leave.
But they're at a.
Then you leave and you realize you got nowhere to go. Just your stupid ass
just
is
walking around the neighborhood.
Your stupid ass is just standing outside.
But
and you have to walk your ass back through the front door like an idiot.
So I wonder. They can. I wonder how do you go into the season with all this?
Well,
all this stuff is like, whether it's public or not, there's like little things here and there that are going on, but we know if we're hearing this stuff out in the open, there's stuff under the surface that's really bubbling.
How do
you go into the season like this?
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
They need to talk in Vegas, because that's where everybody talks, and say, LeBron, where do you want to go?
I watched clips. Was LeBron courtside last night?
I didn't see him.
Or yesterday?
I saw Savannah and
in Zuri.
I saw those two, but I didn't see any pictures of LeBron.
Because they were out there supporting Bronny.
LeBron, are you supporting the Lakers?
Well,
no more?
Yeah. Well,
man, that's tough.
Supporting the Lakers no more.
My thing is, though, like, going into next season, like,
sorry, son, I don't give a damn about your career anymore. I can't stand this basketball team.
The Lakers were the third seed this year, right? And you just got Luka. You got Dalton Connect, even though JJ has whatever feelings towards him. You got Austin Reeves, who's played pretty good. And you just got DeAndre Ayton. I know DeAndre Ayton in the locker room or whatever, off the court, he's a bit of a head case or whatever you want to call it. But I don't think the Lakers are that bad on paper. And they were just the third seed. So I understand LeBron's mad about the off-court stuff, whether it be ownership or them switching to Luka. But at the same time, what player out there is going to put the Lakers over that he's looking for? That's my thing. I'm like, I get everything off the court, but on the court, yeah, I think you have a pretty decent team.
Yeah, I don't think they've got a decent team. They if everybody stays healthy, they don't have a championship team. They don't have a team that could beat OKC or beat Houston at this point.
You don't think they could beat Houston?
Nah.
It's different now with
Houston
KD.
Houston would destroy them in the paint. They would destroy them in the paint.
I mean, now with KD, yeah, but I mean, the Warriors just beat the Rockets last year.
But that's, KD on the team.
Yeah, I know. It's different. Yeah, he's Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant is playing.
Yeah. I just don't think the Lakers that bad on paper. That's just my thing.
They're not a bad team.
I don't think they are either.
They're just not a championship team.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Nothing else matters for LeBron in this stage of his career than to be a championship team.
Where's he going? Where would LeBron go? Is he got to go to the Mavericks?
I don't think. I think there's only one team that he can go to, and they're a championship contender. It's New York.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
like that he can, and that he can realistically go to, and they can it's New York. I cannot think of another. Well, I could think of one. I do know how you do it. You could be Golden State.
Did you see Casey's boy, Bill Simmons, was talking about, oh, they should do a swap with Kawhi and LeBron. Who says no? I was like,
well. Kawhi and LeBron, no.
He stays in L.A.
I understand that. I don't know the Clippers. I don't know that makes the Clippers Tyron a title Lue. Contender.
Tyron yeah, Lue. Yeah.
That's his boy. Sure. That is his boy.
That's absolutely true.
See? It makes you think.
I mean, I think that would be a good move for the Clippers.
Yeah.
I think the Clippers would do that.
Yeah, the Lakers.
Think the Lakers would do that.
Nah, it doesn't work for them. But like D'Lo was saying, though, I think you guys talked about this before. I think it's cap for LeBron works straight up, but obviously, you know, that's a different trade.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, it's cool for the Lakers. You get a young big man, but, and I guess for the.
I don't think he's that young.
Well, 90. Well, who? Okay.
Is that Cat?
Cat. Cal is Cat. Cat's like, what, 27, 28?
Maybe so. I mean, he's not old. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like imply that he's old, but like to me, with Biggs, you've got to add a couple of years on to that age.
Cat has had some injury concerns in his career. Last year, he was relatively healthy,
mm-hmm.
But the previous 2 years, he dealt with leg injuries. So, I've also said, if he's going to New York and I'm the Knicks, I'm not trading Cat. Not trading Cat.
Who else are you giving up?
I would have to give up Mikal or OG.
Mm.
But I need that three, that three level, three headed monster there with Brunson, LeBron, and Cat.
Yeah.
You trade Cat in that situation. If I'm LeBron and I'm looking at it, they trade Cat. I'm in no different of a situation than I was in L.A.
Yeah.
I don't have no big man.
Yeah, you need size.
So if I'm LeBron and I want to go there, I'm making sure Cat stays there.
Mm. That's tough. Okay. All right.
So how do you – I just don't think you can strip – like because you had a trade proposal once. I just don't think you could strip that many guys for a LeBron James, a 40-year-old LeBron James in perhaps his final year.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe for 1 year you can because – The entire complexion of the East is different.
Yeah, the East is open
with Tatum, yeah. with Ty,
and you got a shot.
And then now Dame isn't even a buck anymore. So right. Like, yeah, maybe you could pull it off with this roster.
Yeah,
or a slightly different roster.
And we're talking an NBA championship. You know, one in New York is good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right.
This isn't a run that you need to go on. You just need to get the one.
What if LeBron hypothetically got a championship in New York? Would that be bigger than any of his other championships?
No.
No?
It'd be his least significant championship.
Really?
Yes.
I think it'd be bigger than the Lakers one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
like bringing the New Knicks York back to
only,
well,
number one. Well, yeah, but only because it was the bubble.
But yeah, it's still bigger.
But
though.
Here's the thing. I'll say this till the end of time. But I'm not going to say it right now. I'll say it when we return here on Sacramento Sports Leader.
That's ESPN a pro right there. That's a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, back here on First Take, because I guess we're debating LeBron's legacy here.
Well, you were way off.
No, I wasn't.
When you said that would be his least significant title.
Okay, so, okay. Yes, I believe that's accurate. If LeBron James won a title with New York, it'd be his least significant. Two, you brought up the bubble. You brought up the Lakers title. You didn't say the bubble. You brought up the Lakers title. That title was won in the bubble. But all I'll point out about that is the same thing I point out every time. The Lakers were favored to win the title that year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they, and then they went and did it. It's not like some scrub-ass basketball team went and won the title in the bubble.
Yeah.
The team that was the favorite to win won.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm one of those people. I'm
and it wasn't a 20 game season whatever Major League Baseball did.
That's fine. You have a Laker fan in the studio right now, and you ask that person. You say,
"I thought you were being serious."
Yeah, I'm
no,
hey, hey, that too.
Yeah, I was like, hey,
I'm gonna clip that. Hey, clip that.
No, do not clip that. Show. No, hey, hell no.
He finally.
No, hell no. I'm saying
what's he doing right now?
What's he talking about?
Come on.
I was so confused.
He sounded like he was about to make a confession. You got a Laker fan here in the studio.
I was looking around. I was like,
wait, is that lazy,
this
man?
Is ridiculous, man.
That man told on himself. Right?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Right as we got to 1,000 people watching that man.
This is ridiculous, man. Mm. If you had a Laker fan in the
late.
Building right
now. Yeah, if I did it, relax, OJ.
Yeah, damage is done, pal.
And you asked them,
OJS.
You asked them, what's your favorite Laker championship? Mm-hmm. Would that even be top five?
But that wasn't the question.
You're talking about significance of a title
to a player.
Nobody, the people he won it for, wouldn't even care about that title.
But for LeBron James, that title matters. That title will matter more than the New York Knicks title. If he wins the title with the New York Knicks next year, it's going to be the least significant title of his career.
Why?
Because he's probably going to play 1 year with New York. Mm-hmm. There's no equity in that franchise whatsoever. It feels like that team went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. It feels like he's just landing on a team to go win a title.
To win a title somewhere they haven't won in 50 years.
Doesn't matter.
He's the one that brought it there.
It doesn't matter.
It's damn near Cleveland.
Stop it.
It's damn near Cleveland.
Cleveland is by far the most significant title he's won.
That's fine. But
it is not damn near Cleveland.
He's
no,
the
it's
one
not.
That brought that franchise
not to
the
LeBron
title.
James. To LeBron James, that title is nothing near Cleveland.
So let me ask you a question. When they say...
The Heat titles are more valuable than the Knicks.
When they say... The Cavs, LeBron winning that title in Cleveland is worth more than one. Why do they say that?
Because it's LeBron winning a championship in his hometown.
No.
They never
it's
won.
It's because it's Cleveland, who has never won.
No, it's not. Okay. No, it's not. It's LeBron James winning a title in Cleveland from the team that he was drafted by.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
It's the whole story of going back home where he didn't win a title the first time, goes to Miami, wins a title, and comes back and wins one. Yeah, like Cleveland not having a title for 50 years is or whatever the time is absolutely a part of it. But his tie to Cleveland is a bigger part of it. He doesn't have a tie to New York other than he flirts with them every five years.
This is a hypothetical. So maybe it's just going too far down a rabbit hole. If LeBron was from L.A., got drafted by the Lakers, won them a championship, would it mean the same as what happened in Cleveland?
Probably not, because the Lakers have had titles in recent years.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's what That's part of the story. It's not just that he was drafted and
well, that's
from
what
there.
I just said
it's,
that.
It is Cleveland. But
you keep saying it's Cleveland. It's Cleveland's absence of a championship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's for sure.
That's
what you're saying for New York.
But for Cleveland too, it's not just the absence of the Cavs. It's the Browns too.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
city.
Indians/Guardians.
Absolutely.
The Giants got two Super Bowls.
The Giants ain't the Knicks, though.
No, they're not the Knicks.
I would only say the Yankees are above the Knicks. They're putting,
that's fine. Okay, that's fine.
Mets are there too. Mets and Rangers are there, but I think the Knicks. Knicks what we second. Saw this year, what we saw. After,
yeah, the Rangers is the one I would question. Like, are they above the Knicks?
They
like,
might be, but what we saw this year, what they did. So, after winning the second round series against Boston and Manhattan.
There's no argument Cleveland's would be number one.
Yeah, Cleveland's one. Yeah.
You'd put New York second?
It'd be maybe second or third. Like, I'm going with the individual championships. In the first one, what do you have to do to get that first
one? I'd go the two Miamis next.
That might be fair. That might be cool. Okay. I think the New York one is up there, though.
It's not up there.
Saying. I think the New York one might be able to get the second Miami one. I think it might be able to get the second Miami one.
Was that the Spurs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was the Ray Allen play, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. It ain't getting that one. That series was over. Yeah. They had the tape out.
Ray Allen hit the shot.
Well, that's what I mean.
Ray Allen hit the shot. LeBron had an unbelievable game 7 to get him there to bring.
But I mean, the title, that you had lost the title for like the briefest of seconds. It was like that title was gone, and they wound up winning that game and then winning game 7. I don't know that the Knicks title can catch that one.
The Knicks title would go crazy. And
I'm not questioning whether the title, I'm talking about its significance to LeBron. I don't think that title would have the same significance to LeBron.
But the other significance,
it would have significance in New York.
But the other significance about it as well,
or the league.
This is for people who like to have these type of arguments. Man, that's another hell of a feather in his cap that he took his fourth franchise.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That is the epitome of where I go.
See, that's a good
winning
point.
Happens.
That's a good point. The fourth franchise, the kind of one man dynasty that he's established. That's a good point right there. I don't know.
It'll be the end of his story, too. It could be.
Let him finish the story, D-Lo.
Finish the story. In New York.
Oh, you hate when guys finish Mike their Brown. Story. Oh, now all of a sudden you're in on the storyline. Wow. What a joke.
Two things that I wanted to say real quick. Mm-hmm. We'll handle the one that I love first. You guys were talking about Sac State during the break and all this other stuff. Yo, if you haven't already, Roddy saw it and he talked about it in the chat. I'm looking for the comment. But go check out and go subscribe to Go-Go TV Football on YouTube. I think from everything I hear, it's going to be a weekly behind-the-scenes look of my man Brendan Marion and the Sac State football program and what they've got going on behind the scenes at Sac State. I saw the first episode that came out the other day. Just really cool stuff.
Man. Who's doing this for them? Who's doing all this?
Oh, Leezy, like,
hey. Hold up, player. Hold up, player.
I don't know. But they did a really good job with it. And it, I watched it, and we talked a number of different times, like how hyped we are for football season.
Wait, what's it called?
I think it's Go Go TV Football.
Oh, go. Okay, I was like, Go Go TV.
Put the football in.
Find you on phone.
This is on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
There it is.
Go Go TV Football on YouTube. Go subscribe to the page. But we've talked about how excited we are for the football team. But, you know, they're doing their trainings, and, you know, it's basketball season, and it's the summer vacations. You kind of forget. Oh,
they got one of them.
And, man, I watched that thing. They got so much talent. They've got hella talent. Like, I want to see how this plays out. These boys are going to be nice this year. But just seeing the behind-the-scenes aspect of it at the end of the first episode, which is another thing that got me hyped up, Coach Marion, he's like, yeah, man, I'm about to I'll be back, guys. I'm about to go check out Coach Bibby. They practice over at the gym.
Ooh.
And he goes over into their gym, and you see Mikey Williams. You see those guys. And it's like, oh,
it's a movie.
Hey, Sac State is – South Sac State going to be popping.
Box office?
Box office. Football and basketball is about to be popping. And look, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Okay. You know, this is just my one-man crusade here. Okay. I don't want to get anybody in trouble or nothing like that. But Mike still hadn't put them three stripes on.
Yeah.
He refuses. Mike refuses.
That's going to be different.
Any gear with the three stripes on. Mike, call people, Mike. Mike, make a call.
Make it happen.
So, but yeah, go check that out, man. Go Go TV Football on YouTube. Go check it out, man.
You said remind me of First Take when I get back.
Yeah, because we were having a First Take type discussion. This isn't like a big deal.
Heavy First Take
Stephen
vibes.
Stephen is going to be stealing all our content.
Yeah, heavy First Take vibes from D.O. Casey and Leezy here today.
I saw it. It was just a little side note that I saw this morning. I tapped into the First Take for like 5 minutes.
Well, he was all over the place today. First Take, Bonte. Yeah.
Bill Simmons.
Yeah.
Man, Bill Simmons.
No Simmons today.
Okay.
But guess who was on First Take this morning? And there was no – Molly and Stephen A. are on vacation, so it was –
Couldn't even venture, I guess.
Your boy
fighting for a title tomorrow night. Your boy Goldberg.
Goldberg was on First Take.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He was talking about his best jackknife, his best spear. He said his best spear was the one on Christian. They didn't show it, so I don't remember. Does that?
They're probably like, "Who the hell is Christian?"
Yeah, who?
I have no idea.
The guy from TNA?
What? Yeah, the guy in AEW? Like, what?
The guy that's related to Cope?
Goldberg, Spears, Christian?
They said that was his best.
Man,
I don't even recall it. I don't know.
Bro, Casey, I have no idea.
I just found a video of him spearing La Parka. What are you talking about? Oh, I found it.
Oh, I found it. Hold on. No, I got to see it.
No, I can put it on the screen.
Okay, yeah,
pull
it up, pull it up.
Yeah, give
he said
me,
that's
get,
his
it's
best
take
one.
Me a second. Okay.
He said that's his best one.
Yeah,
he
speared crap out of him.
I think when he talks about the best jackknife, I think he talked, because I caught it mid-conversation. I think he was referring to the one to beat Hogan to win the titles at the Georgia Dome.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.